kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Una nating couple naman, itong sina Ivy and James. Nakakakilig ang kanilang kwento. Sila po ay bagong kasal, no? Medyo wala pa yatang dalawang buwan o a month, roughly a month, sila ay kinasal sa napakagandang lugar dyan sa Adelaide, sa Barossa Valley, yung wine valley dyan.
Wow.
Nako, TJ, pwede pa natin pakinggan ang kanilang kwento at ang ating panayam kay na Ivy and James.
Love Down Under. Love Down Under. Love Down Under.
Kasama po natin ngayon sa Love Down Under ang bagong kasal, the newlyweds, and Ivy and James, fresh from their wedding, no? Less than what, like 2 weeks? Less than 2 weeks?
Yeah,
one week ago. And let's talk about, you know, how they met and, syempre, their love story, no? Let's ask Ivy. Ivy, your version first. Do you remember the day na nakilala mo si James?
Yes po, we started chatting March 2021, that was pandemic day, so medyo maraming iyakan and we miss each other like because we were doing long distance for how many months. That was the time na yung Australia nag-close yung border and they were not allowing tourists, students to come in. So we waited many months before Australia opened their doors again to migrants and student like me. So I migrated here as a student before, pero nung ano naging official na yun na nag-transition from student visa to partner visa.
So nasa Pilipinas ka noon?
Nasa Pilipinas po ako noon nung so ano nag-start akong mag-chat kami. Yes. And James was in Adelaide.
Ah, yes. So nasa Adelaide. So in Adelaide, like how did you guys like exactly meet? Just online or kind of?
Yeah, we first started talking online, and the first time we met in person was at Sydney Airport. So I flew over. After Ivy moved over, I flew straight away as soon as I could, and we caught up at the airport.
Sydney.
In Sydney.
Yeah. Do you remember the very first time na nakita kayo?
Yeah, I absolutely do. And I remember the nerves, and I could see Ivy was really excited, and we're both feeling the butterflies in our stomachs. And it was really great to, after a long time talking, just on video call, phone call, text, it's just great to be able to be in the same place. Yeah.
Ivy, ko naman, nung una mo siya nakita or nakasama the first few days, though, is this the same person that you sort of like expected, like yung kachat mo, or?
Opo, parang ano, kinakabahan ako kasi hindi ko alam kung totoo ba siya. Was he catfishing me? may mga ganong ano, paranoia akong ano, nag-overthink ako, pero nung nakita ko siya in person and he was nice. He was the same online and in person. So,
James, quick question. I know you guys are newlyweds, but leading to the wedding, right? What made you decide that Ivy is the one?
Leading up to the wedding?
Yes, like what made you decide that she's the right person for you?
Well, I think after we talked for quite a while and we realized we had some shared values and I feel like there was a lot of chemistry. It got to the point where I was really ready to make a commitment. I was really ready to settle down and find somebody. And Ivy was just a person who I just wanted to spend time with and wanted to be around. Especially once we were with each other in person, it just felt very natural. And we just wanted to keep going. We didn't want to finish. We knew, I think we both knew. We talked about that pretty directly. Yeah.
Ivy, meron ka bang isang bagay na gustong-gusto or one thing that you like most about like James that he does not know yet?
Actually, alam po niya kasi nung kasal po namin, our pastor asked what the things that we love about each other. So I told him that I like that he's faithful to God, God-fearing, and I like that he's family-oriented. And one joke is yung ilong niya kasi yeah. sa ating mga Pinoy, ito yung ano eh, kapag matangos yung ano, ilong mo, medyo gwapo, yeah. Maganda. Pero yeah, yun yung joke namin, inside joke namin.
Okay. Talk about your wedding, no? And you're from Adelaide, diba?
Yes.
Pero why did you choose na ikasal dito sa Australia instead of the Philippines, right? Both beautiful places, pero bakit sa Australia and bakit sa Adelaide?
Well, we had to choose between Adelaide and Sydney, really, because some of Ivy's family's in Sydney, and almost everyone, is in Adelaide, plus all my friends and, like, my history's there. So we had to decide where it was going to be. It was a pretty tough call that we had to talk through, but we decided Adelaide in the end just because there was a large number of people who were going to come to the wedding who were already there, especially my grandfather, who's 97, and can't really travel, and so we just decided to do that so that people I know could all be there, and it was Ivy's crowd coming from the Philippines could fly one stop further from Sydney.
Beautiful.
And also we did the wedding here in Australia because some of my siblings are here, and we were also planning to do to hold like a small ceremony pa rin sa Pilipinas for those relatives na hindi po nakapunta. So it's not really like choosing between Philippines and Australia because we are planning to do in both countries.
Perfect. Final question. Honeymoon plans.
Opo, plano po namin mag honeymoon sa December. We can't do it right now because of our commitment sa work. I just started sa bago kong work ngayon, and so we did our wedding in spring but with the theme of autumn, and then pupunta po kami sa December sa Japan na winter nila while summer dito sa Australia, so all four seasons.
So, well, congratulations again, and thank you very much.
Love Down Under. Love Down Under. Love Down Under.
Oh, ayan, TJ, nakakakilig. Four seasons of love ang nangyari kay Ivy and James, no? Talagang ang kanilang love story na medyo nagsimula dyan sa online, di ba? At medyo kinabahan pa ata, makatfish. Ito yung term na ginagamit ngayon.
O nga, yung term, termino na yan ay narinig natin lagi, kaya yung mga ibang kababayan din natin. Siyempre, ingat din, ano? Pero nakakatuwa na makarinig ng mga success story, ika nga, o yung parang natuloy talaga sa, ano, sa simbahan, di ba?
Oo. Nakakabayan kasi, no? Yung mga nakikinig dyan, yung mga hindi pa po alam kung ano yung catfish, no? Kasi medyo tricky rin talaga, no? Mm-hmm. Yung catfish talaga, yung parang mag nakilala ka online na kausap mo lang, nakikita mo may picture siya, di ba? Pero minsan po kasi nangyayari, hindi siya yung totoong tao na nasa likod ng litrato na yun, no? Catfish yung tawag doon, no? Napeke ka.
Nabudol ka. Pero madaming ganyan, kaya naku yung ibang kababayan natin. Oh. Parang magpapakita ng picture ng iba, ibang tao na siguro pagkapag-gwapo-gwapo at pagkaganda-ganda. Tapos, yung pala, ibang tao pala yun. Kaya naku, mag-ingat po tayo. Kaya nakakatawa yung kwento ni Ivy na kinakabahan siya, pero nung nakita niya na, ay, totoo nga, ba diba? At parang ito na ngayon taong ding somehow gusto ko nang makasama ng habang buhay. Naku, napaka inspiring ng mga story na ganyan. Nakakatawa, no?
Oo, totoo yan. At medyo mahirap din sumugal dahil nag-travel pa talaga, no? Si Ivy simula sa Pilipinas papunta sa Australia, di ba? At marami tayong mga kababayan na handa para sa mag-ibig. Ika nga, no? Talagang lilipad at pupunta sa kahit anong bansa o kahit anong lugar. Diba?
Oo. Dito. Maraming ganyan na nagmo-move talaga at iniiwan yung career, yung mga nasimulan na sa Pilipinas, pati pamilya, di ba, para naman sa ngalan ng pag-ibig, sabi nga nila. Parang nakaka-relate ka ata ng konti dun, Dan.
Yun lang ang aking nilista, no, dito sa akin. Ano. Pero hindi, yung adjustment, no, I think magandang pag-usapan yung mga nakikinig natin mga kababayan dyan, di ba? Kasi dalawang bagay na nag-adjust si Ivy sa kwento nila, no? Dalawang bagay dito. Una, kay Ivy ay yung adjustment sa lugar na kanyang tinitirhan, di ba? Dito sa Australia, tulad sinabi mo, maghahanap na naman ng bagong trabaho, di ba? At yung pakikisama sa iba't ibang tao, you have to make new friends. Naalala ba nung munang dating mo dito, TJ, paano ka nakipagkaibigan? How did you build your network aside from like family?
Nako, napakahirap talaga nung una. Parang feeling ko, kasi sa Pilipinas medyo friendly talaga ako, madami akong circle of friends. Pagdating dito, Dan, parang wala akong maging kaibigan for some reason na hindi ko maintindihan. Sabi ko, ano yung nagiging problema? May problema ba sa akin? O dahil ba parang wala ka nun, nagsisimula ka? Yun pala, parang talagang siguro you just have to really open up pagsisimula. Parang kasing pagsisimula, parang hindi mo mahanap yung circle of friends na gusto mo, diba? Kasi hindi ka, parang hindi ka pa maka-establish, wala ka pang work sa umpisa, wala ka pang community, pero siguro yun yung hahanapin mo, yung community, no? Whether it's Filipino community or other communities. Ikaw ba, Dan, nung pagdating ba dito, meron ka na agad na circle of friends o community? Mas madali ba para sa'yo?
Medyo naging swerte ako dahil meron ng circle of friends. So, yung mga kakilala ko rin sa Pilipinas ay nandito rin. So, medyo, pero alam mo, para lumaki din yung network natin. No? Tama ka, sumali ako. May mga Facebook groups, kunyari, di ba? Or basketball. Yan, isa po. Lalo yung mga naglalaro ng sports dyan, or basketball, or badminton. No? Yun, sumasali lang ako. Hindi ko, so, doon na lumalaki yung network natin at dumadami ang ating mga kaibigan. So, kailangan mo lang talaga lumabas. Di ba? Kung kaya. Diba? Meron mga tinatawag na introvert, pero kailangan din talaga makipag.
Oo, kaya nakakatuwa na gano'n. Ano. Pero ikaw, Dan, di ba siyempre si Ivy at si James ay isang Pinoy at isang Australian, di ba magkaiba? Nagiging, may mga nakausap na kayo before, di ba, dito sa Love Down Under. Nagiging problema ba yun? Alibawa, may set of friends na yung isa, tapos yung isa naman, eh, maghahagila pa lang, baka magselos naman yung ano, or bibit-bitin mo naman dun sa circle of friends ng, bawa ng asawa mo, alibawa sa kalagayan nila James and Ivy, halimbawa, madami kasing gano'n na interracial couple, di ba? Tapos, parang hindi naman ito yung mga gusto kong kaibigan or hindi ito yung ka-wavelength ko, ika nga. May mga ganun ka bang na nakakapanayam na kayo? At ano yung pwedeng gawin pag ganun?
Kailangan mo talaga i-introduce no, sa set of friends. Kailangan nila. Kasi ano na kayo eh, taken as one, ika nga, di ba? Part, kumbaga kasama ko na siya, plus one ko na siya sa lahat ng lakad. So task din siguro kunyari in this situation kay James, no, ang ganda na na-introduce niya at na-integrate niya, ika nga, no, dun sa kanyang system itong si Ivy, di ba? At and I'm sure reflection kasi, di ba, yung partner mo ng sarili mo and it works you know both ways, di ba? So ayun, talagang isasama mo sa lahat ng celebration, kailangan nilang malaman agad. Di ba na ito, meron ako dinedate, ito seryoso at ako rin siya, siya ay ako, parang ganyan, di ba? Mm-hmm. At I'm sure kung totoong kaibigan tatanggapin at kikilalanin nila.
Malaking exciting bagay. Tama. Magaling nabanggit mo na parang yung sa part ng yun nandito na sa Australia, whether it's Filipino, Australian, pag dinala yung pini-introduce, kasi syempre walang kaibigan pa yung bagong dating, di ba, na dito. Pero sa part naman ng bagong dating dito, paano ka naman mag-assimilate sa ganung environment na syempre may mga culture shock dyan at parang may homesickness na kaakibat during that time? Ano yung pwedeng gawin na parang hindi, mas madali yung pag-ease in mo or pag-assimilate mo dun sa isang bagay o sa bagong relasyon, bagong bansa.
Mm-hmm. Well, siguro pagdating mo yung maging komportable ka, lalo na may partner ka naman, di ba? Always have, you can ask. Pwede kang magtanong muna, di ba? Ano yung A, B, and C ng mga bagay-bagay, do's and don'ts, ika nga. Di ba? Pero always be yourself. Alam mo yun, kasi lalabas at magugustuhan ka ng mga tao dito kung sino ikaw. Di ba? Mm-hmm. At huwag kang matakot. Madaling sabihin, ano, na huwag matakot, pero just take it easy. At alam mo, hayaan mo yung sarili mo na makapag-adjust on your own, like sariling pace at sariling time. Huwag mo masyadong madaliin at puwersahin. So, ayun, alamin mo, di ba, kilalanin mo yung mga tao, and don't be afraid to go out and ask. So, ayun, medyo tricky rin yung part na yan. Ano? Marami tayong mga kababayan na yung kaba talaga nandyan, ano, sa umpisa.
Oo, nakakaano yan eh, na yung frightening na unang days mo, tapos syempre bagong salta ka, wala kayo mo alamang kultura, nag-a-adjust ka, kumbaga, pero magandang nabanggit mo na take your time at huwag mo masyadong ipilit yung sarili mo kasi para maka-fit in ka minsan, lalo doon nagkakaproblema, di ba? Nabanggit mo na isa, be yourself, siguro malaking bagay yun na parang mag-a-adjust ka din in some ways, pero huwag mo naman baguhin yung pagkatao mo para lang mag-fit in sa ibang kultura. Naku, napakaganda nun, Dana.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.